This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents I Will Teach You to Be Rich. No guilt, no excuses, no BS. Just a six-week program that works. Second edition. Written and performed by Ramit Sethi.
To my wife, Cassandra, you're the best part of every day. An open letter to new readers. If you listened to all the internet influencers telling you all the things you need to do every morning, here's what your day would look like. 4 a.m., wake up. 4:01, meditate. 5 a.m., drink 37 gallons of water. 5:33, gratitude journal. 10:45, eat. Keto only, of course. 11 a.m., track every penny of spending from the last 16 years. 11:01 a.m., die. I don't know, guys. I prefer advice that actually works. And when I took a hard look at the advice I gave in this book a decade ago, I realized one thing. I was right. If you bought this book 10 years ago and followed the exact advice in it, here's what you would have accomplished by now. If you'd invested just $100 a month, that $12,000 would have turned into over $20,000. That's because the S&P 500 averaged around 13% annually for the last decade. If you'd aggressively invested $1,000 a month, that $120,000 you contributed would have grown to more than $200,000. You'd be spending less than 90 minutes per month on your money, and you would have been able to take multiple vacations and fly business class completely free. Finally, money would have gone from a source of anxiety and confusion to one of calm and possibility. As you'll see in this book, I do things differently than typical money experts. I won't lecture you about cutting back on lattes. In fact, you can buy as many as you want. I won't try to convince you to keep a budget because I have a better method. And one more thing, I'm a real guy. I post on Instagram and Twitter. I'm recording this for you today. And I write for millions of people on my blog and newsletter almost every day at iwillteachyoutoberich.com. So let's start off doing something different. I want to hear from you. Really, I mean it. Send me an email. You can send it to ramit.sethi@iwillteachyoutoberich.com with the subject New Book Reader and tell me two things. First, what made you decide to take control of your money today? And second, what does your rich life look like? Please be specific. I read every email and I try to respond to as many as possible. I ask my readers, what has I Will Teach You to Be Rich allowed you to do? One of my greatest joys is hearing from you about how you've applied my material to change your life. And I ask some of my readers to share their results. Juliana Brodsky, who's 38 years old, wrote, I paid off $10,000 in credit card debt that I accumulated while unemployed. I bought a condo in San Francisco, and I'm now debt-free and building my retirement funds. Kyle Slattery, who's 30, wrote, I have $200,000 in retirement savings and countless vacations paid for by creating specific savings accounts for them. It's hard to put a specific number on that. Esli Ligaya, who's 34, wrote, I travel internationally for a month, one or two times a year. Last year it was South Africa, this year Korea. Sean Wilkins, 39, wrote, The rich life is about freedom. In my case, it allowed me to take 9 months off work and travel throughout Argentina, Colombia, and the U.S. And now it's allowing my wife to take a six-month break from work to figure out what's next. Finally, Brian Dilbert, 32, wrote, We were able to put three children into private school on one full-time income. All that said, I'll admit that I wasn't perfect. 10 years ago, I made three mistakes when writing the first edition of this book. My first mistake was that I didn't cover the emotions around money. I spent time covering the nuts and bolts of personal finance. I gave you the perfect word-for-word scripts to get late fees waived. I gave you the exact asset allocation that I use for investing, and even how to manage money with your partner, But if you don't tackle your invisible money scripts, none of it matters. Invisible scripts are the messages you've absorbed from your parents and society that guide your decisions for decades, and often without even being aware of it. Do any of these sound familiar? You're throwing money away on rent. We don't talk about money in this house. Credit cards are a scam. Stop spending money on lattes. Money changes people. You don't get that level of wealth without making a few shady deals here or there. The stock market is gambling. Student loans are a scam. In this edition, I'll show you what the most insidious, powerful, invisible money scripts are and how to beat them. The second mistake I made was being too overbearing. The truth is, you can choose what your rich life is and how you get there. In the original book, I did write about the different definitions of a rich life, but I didn't acknowledge that we might take different routes to get there. For example, your rich life might be to live in Manhattan. It might be to ski 40 days a year in Utah, or to save and buy a house with a huge yard for your kids, or to fund an elementary school in Croatia. That's your choice. But how you get there is also your choice. Some people choose the traditional route of saving 10%, investing 10%, and slowly working their way to a comfortable rich life. Others save 50% of their income and quickly reach the crossover point where their investments pay for their life forever. This is called FIRE, or financial independence, retire early, and I'll cover that later in this book. You choose your rich life, and in this edition, I want to show you different ways to get there. To do that, I've included lots of examples of people who took unconventional routes to create their rich lives. Finally, the third mistake. Let me just say that I've messed up quite a few things in my life. I've hired and fired the wrong people. I ruined my chance at a TED Talk by walking into the meeting unprepared. I was 6 feet and 127 pounds in my mid-20s, looking like a hairy Indian Gumby. But nothing compares to my worst mistake of all: writing the actual interest rates of banks in the original edition of this book. Oh, God. Here's what I wrote back then. Online banks pay a higher interest rate for savings accounts, about 2.5 to 5%, which would produce $25 to $50 interest on that $1,000, compared with $5 per year on the big bank savings accounts. The information was right at the time. The problem is interest rates change, which I forgot to mention. And in the years after the first edition was published, they dropped from 5% to 0.5%. Now, I assumed people would run the numbers and realize that the interest rate doesn't really matter that much. For example, on a $5,000 balance, that means your monthly interest dropped from $21 to $2. In the grand scheme, not that big of a deal. But when facing lower interest rates on savings accounts, readers got mad, really mad. And they took their anger out on me. Here are a few emails I got. "This book is a scam. Where are the 5% interest rates you talk about? What bank has 3% interest rates? Multiple question marks. And subject line, all caps, "Where are the banks you," with just a letter U, "wrote about?" For the last 10 years, I've gotten over 20 of these emails every single day. Never again. In this edition, I will tell you my favorite banks, but not their interest rates, which will change, guys. In this edition, I've corrected all these mistakes, and I've added new material. New tools, new investment options, and new approaches to money. If you want to get more aggressive about investing, I'll show you how. What do I think about robo-advisors? I'll tell you. And what about prenups? I'll share my thoughts. New money scenarios you'll confront. How do you handle relationships and money? I've added new material in this edition. Once your financial system is set up, I also want you to know what to focus on next. And finally, if you know people who complain about politics and baby boomers to explain why they can't pay off their debt and get ahead, they should read my thoughts on victim culture. Incredible stories from other IWT readers. I've included tons of new examples, including inspirational success stories from different kinds of people. Men and women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. People who started from nothing and people who built on success to grow even more. Plus, gut-wrenching stories about people who procrastinated on implementing the material in this book and what it cost them. I added new material where appropriate, but I preserved techniques that continue to work. Many people want new advice, but the value in this book doesn't come from novelty. It comes from usefulness. In 10 years, I've also changed. I've gotten married, I've grown my business, and I've learned more about money and psychology. Now I get the chance to share what I've learned with you. Amidst the noise, the hype, and the apps of the day, the IWT personal finance system works. Long-term, low-cost investing works. Automation works. Use this book to create your own rich life, just like thousands of others have.